Hi everybody, Alitha Williams here for a beautiful day out in the sun. I introduce you to a quick mindful exercise that I do every day. And I do this especially when I'm around my horse friends. They can definitely tell when I switch from my busy brain out of my brain and into my heart. It's a completely different vibration, and that's the vibration where they reside and feel safe. So as you hear the outside water running, the birds chirping, may I invite you just for a few minutes to close your eyes and just follow the beat of your heart. Just feel it. Become aware. Is it beating smoothly or is there a skipping breath? May I invite you now to just become observant of your breath. Without restrictions, just follow your breath, making an invitation for your body to just stop, slow down. Recognize your inner soul, saying hi to the parts of your body that have felt ignored, feeling where the breath just stops and is stuck. Perhaps placing your hands in that area. The simple act of touch is so, so vital. If you can tell me now five things that you hear. I hear two different birds. The waterfall. Third bird. And a sound as if the water is falling over a rock in a particular section. And I just yawned out of relaxation. Five things that you feel. I feel the breeze on my cheek. The sun on my right side of my cheek. The grass that's kind of slightly wet under my bottom. The zipper that's on my neck. And my feet that's still radiating some slight pain due to my arthritis. So I put my hand there and send it love. I invite you to open your eyes and try to identify five things that you see. I see the fir trees in the background with the oak trees in the front, no leaves on them but looking so beautiful, with the white clouds popping in and out in the back. and a clear blue sky. Wow. And I see the river bending where it needs to bend, but yet still flowing. That simple exercise, guys, I do probably every single time when I go do my equine therapy. It is so vital that we come out of our minds and into our hearts. Today I want to talk about the things that we say to ourselves. Everything starts with a thought. A thought of something that you want. A desire to do something, a desire to be someone. But needless to say, a thought. And so, I want to go back to one of my favorite psychologists, Eckhart Tolle, when he says something. Whenever there is a beauty, kindness, the recognition of goodness of simple things in our life, looking for the background to that experience within yourself. He encourages us not to look for it as if we were looking for something. You cannot pin it down and say, now I have it, or grasp it mentally and define it in some ways. It is like the cloudless sky. It has no form. It is space. It is stillness. The sweetness of being. And indefinitely more than these words, which are only pointers. When you are able to sense it within yourself, it deepens. So when you appreciate something simple, a sound, a sight, a touch, when you see the beauty, when you feel love and kindness towards another, sense the inner spaciousness that is the source and the background to that experience. When we talk about the phrase, if you are not okay, I am not okay, it talks about a community. And I'm going to give an example. It's not just humans who have a community. Animals live in pack, the wild animals that is, and even animals that are domesticated. If you have more than one pet in your home, you will notice that somehow they find ways to agree, live together, and even sleep together sometimes. There is a communication, a flow, a discovery as to how to just find love and kindness towards each other. And that inner space of source that teaches us how to experience a flow of energy between two different sources. To do that, most often, you must become aware of being present now. So I invite you to every day, just for 5 minutes, that little breathing exercise took 5 minutes. Close your eyes. That shuts down your brain's sensory from beta and starts slowing it down towards alpha. And as your brain wave starts to slow, your brain begins to align and become a little bit more cognitively logical. The slower you start to breathe, the slower your brain wave starts to go, the more you find that space that Eckhart Tolle talks about. It has no form. It is space. It is stillness. The sweetness of being. I look for that every day. That space of being. That sweet spot of where I feel flow. And despite the contrast, and most of my contrast comes from interacting with other humans. Despite the contrast, I choose always to find opportunities. Like he said, don't look for it as if you were looking for something. Find the space of stillness. And to do that quite often, we interact with people and we understand that sometimes they're not okay. How can you help them be okay? Quite often, it is not you trying to be a hero. Quite often, it's just you simply not giving advice, but just holding space. Seeing that they're hurting and just standing there with them. Acknowledging to them that you know that they are hurting. So, guys, I really encourage you to be aware, be mindful of others around you. And if you sense that somebody's not okay, just simply say, I don't know what's going on, but I can feel and sense that you're not okay. And I want you to let you know that I'm going to stay here until you're okay. Just that simple act will make that person really step into their heart because you showed care. You showed authentic concern. And you say you would be there for them. Social support. One of the biggest healers of the day, of the world. So guys, I encourage you to find that space where you can just be. So I'm going to close without saying anything. I want you to just become again aware of this listening, feeling, and seeing for the next 2 minutes. This is Aletha Williams signing out on another beautiful day. Good day.